First, though, the Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, has delivered a budget which focuses on encouraging people into work but provides few surprises. The government says it charts a course back to surplus, and it's showing the toughest spending restraint since the 1980s and funneling billions of dollars into training programs to create workers for the mining boom. The budget shores up support of independent MPs, but delivering on promised funding for regional health in particular. But the Greens aren't as enthusiastic. They say the budget lacks vision, and they're already planning amendments. The opposition says the budget shows the government is out of touch with families, but they won't say if they'll try to block the proposed cuts. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
In a budget short on surprises, the government's putting a $3 billion push to improve training and the skills of Australian workers at the centre of its plans to manage the booming economy.
In this training package and skills package here, there's a very big reform because we are going to a model where we're going to work with industry. And it's going to be demand-based.
That partnership's been welcomed by unions and business leaders like Heather Ridout from the Australian Industry Group.
It's not just a new pot of money, it's a substantial structural reform to the system.
The budget also meets the promises made last year to win the crucial support of the regional independents Rob Oakeshott and Tony Windsor, $1.8 billion for health, and funding for regional education and infrastructure isn't surprising, but Tony Windsor says it is welcome.
It is a good budget for regional Australia. There's no doubt about that.
Mental health is the other big winner, a total funding package of over $2 billion, although only $1.5 billion is new money, and almost a third of that won't be spent until 2016. The government points to $22 billion in savings as evidence of its promised tough approach, but included in that are measures like the flood levy and changes to fringe benefits tax. There's also tougher tests for disability pensioners, long-term unemployed and teenage parents, and that's riled the minority government's other main supporters, the Greens.
We are the wealthiest country in terms of resources per capita on the face of the planet. But you wouldn't know that in this budget. It's not. It lacks the excitement.
The Greens leader Bob Brown says in places the budget is miserable and misses opportunities.
And what we've got here is a philosophy that you support the fast lane and do comparatively little for people, the majority of Australians who live and work in the slower lane. This two-speed economy has not been evened up by this budget.
He says the Greens will try to improve it through amendments but won't block supply.
Naomi Woodley reporting.